Anchorage homicide cases that have remained unsolved for years are currently getting a thorough review. That's thanks in part to a federal grant that is providing resources for DNA evidence testing and staff time to pore over the files. APD Sergeant Slav Markowitz is the head of the Homicide Detective Unit. He's a 20-year law enforcement veteran and says of between 50 and 60 cases that are being reviewed, 28 have been assigned for further investigation. DNA evidence analyzing techniques have improved greatly in recent years, and Markowitz says the federal money allows them to send evidence to a lab in Salt Lake City for examination.
I think we've sent evidence in three or four cases so far, and there is more to come. We are still in the process of reviewing evidence and deciding which would be good evidence to send.
Markowitz says the Utah lab is one of the top in the nation for processing DNA evidence. Alaska has a crime lab in Anchorage, but its first priority is current crime evidence examination. Markowitz says although he can't talk about specifics of the cases, they will be looking for help from the public.
So what may be happening now is as we are reviewing cases and we are looking at DNA, we may also want to contact some witnesses or find out if there are any additional witnesses.
Many of the names will be remembered from news accounts in the past. Genevieve Tetpond was found stabbed to death along Arctic Valley Road near the Fort Richardson Gate in March of 2000. Another is Louis De Jesus, who was killed at the Anchorage VFW Club in 2002. Others date back much farther. Markowitz says many times relationships change, and people who were previously unwilling to come forward may now want to tell what they know.
Allegiances change and relationships change. If someone, for example, had a girlfriend or boyfriend 10, 15 years ago, they are no longer together and they have important information, you know, they may be willing to tell us now. Sometimes these relationships went sour. And you also, when you get information from an ex-spouse or, you know, ex-friend, you have to consider that also, that, you know, is it good information or is it just somebody trying to get back at somebody?
Sergeant Markowitz says often when a suspect talks about killing, it crosses a line, and even criminals in jail that would not care about a lesser crime won't stay silent about murder.
Well, if someone is doing burglaries or thefts, that doesn't offend them that much, but when they hear that this person killed someone, a lot of people are offended by that or even scared that line was crossed, and they are more willing to share that information. And also as they mature, as they get older, they also may be willing to say what they know.
He says they give all the cases equal merit, and APD's solve rate at 88% to 90% is much higher than the national average of 57% to 60%. Anchorage averages 15 to 20 murders per year. Markowitz says national databases exist for DNA, fingerprints, and even shell casing characteristics. One murder case that had no good leads for more than 13 years was assisted when DNA evidence from the crime was added to the national database, the combined DNA Index System, or CODIS, network. The killer was located on the East Coast, arrested, and sent back to Alaska to stand trial. Markowitz says people who were afraid to come forward before should not fear getting in trouble now for their reticence. He says even the accused have the right to remain silent, so deciding now to talk to police about a past crime will not result in legal trouble. Links to details and pictures of many of the cold cases are at our website, aprn.org.